Welcome to Air Gas. I'm your host, Jamori Kennard. I got a buddy of mine here. Introduce yourself, sir.
Yo, my name is Javi.
We connected to the satellite, so it will pick up everything you say. Don't say anything you'll be ashamed of. Anyway, the conversation we were having is what?
The basis of our conversation was actually held upon the fact that both brown and black people should come together in contrast of the white oppressor. Now, if we want to elaborate on the white oppressor, we want to elaborate on those who have broken down on both races. Now, in my opinion, I believe that...
I told you before, we don't deal in opinion. Let's talk fact.
All right, we'll talk fact. Both black and browns have been at war at each other for...
Why?
Plenty of reason, only because...
Not plenty. Go ahead. I'm going to let you talk.
I believe that they've been at war with each other because of money, drugs, women. If we wanted to go broader than that, if we wanted to go more in depth with that, we want to go with who controls what, the stability in each and every one of our communities. But let's be honest here.
So you don't believe that countries are divided by religion?
No, I believe that they are actually divided by religion.
Well, you didn't say that.
I said it right now.
Because I mentioned it.
I believe that. I've actually believed that from the jump. My philosophy is uniting not only the black and brown community, but every single one of our communities to fight those who are actually the ones who are oppressing us.
What are you fighting?
And who have been oppressing us.
What are you fighting?
The one percenters.
Who are the one percenters?
Those who rule over.
Give me fact. Who are the one percenters?
The Rothschild. Rockefeller.
Did I not mention that to you earlier?
You did.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Carry on.
But when we were in our conversation, we weren't able to get in depth only due to the fact
we
that
were. We had an hour only conversation.
Only because we were.
We had an hour only conversation.
Only because we were in.
You said public. Things. You said things and then backed out once somebody else started talking. You said things.
Oh, no, I didn't.
No. Yes, you did.
He heard me, brought it clear. We could bring it back here.
Yes,
if
you
want.
Did. But then you backtracked. Once he started talking to you, would say he was right.
No, yeah. I wanted him to speak as well.
I don't want
to
hear that. That's an excuse.
No, it's
not. If you believe in something, you stick by that no matter what somebody else is saying.
All right. So,
you made valid points.
So I believe.
Hold on, wait.
I believe in that.
You made valid points.
We weren't the only two people that were talking on the floor.
But you made valid points and then retracted. When we talked about the trade.
Can you say word for word on how I retracted?
Yeah, we were talking about
it. Because I agreed with you.
You did, but then you retracted when Mike started talking.
No, I wanted him to speak because he didn't get the floor to speak.
He did.
He did not get the floor to speak.
He did. He was talking ludicrous. It was bullcrap. Mike doesn't know. Just because he's older doesn't mean he knows.
FYI. I personally just met Mike tonight. I don't know him in depth.
Mike's a host on this show. When we in
Mike's a host.
When we are in
studio, I personally don't know him. I'm new to this show.
This is an emergency show, and I had to make provisions. When we're in the studio and Mike, I shut people down, bro. I deal in fact, not opinion. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to let you have the floor. Go ahead and say what you want to say.
So... this is the one and only thing that I gotta say is that what I was taught throughout my whole life was unity. And what comes with unity is respect. If you can't have respect with one another, you cannot have any type of unity. So I was taught unity.
From the day
that I was born, I was taught unity. I personally, in my fact, this is a fact, that was not only taught throughout history, but was taught from the beginning that everybody is equal. Now,
so if everybody's equal, right? Why are your people and my people, why were they considered one third of a human?
They were considered one third of a human due to the fact that other people who were not raised with the same values and were not raised with the same mentality were here to oppress both of us.
So was the treatment.
And individually equal? We both. No, it wasn't.
So that means everybody wasn't treated equal. That means
everybody. And that means that everybody is not equal.
Correct.
But that doesn't mean that everybody cannot.
But you just contradicted yourself.
I said that that doesn't mean that everybody cannot be equal in the near future. How is that a contradiction?
Are you talking about the future? Or are we talking about the past and current?
Both. You literally just elaborated to me on the fact that the past is something that we were going through as we were going through as a collective.
Our past but has in the a future, history.
But in the future, what can we do? What can we do in the future?
Our past has a history of repeating itself.
And who can
is
break
that? Is that true or not?
Yes, but who can break
yes
that?
Yes or no?
Who can break that yes repetitive, or no? Scott? I agree with you.
Okay.
But who can break that repetitive
since
cycle?
Since you know so much, what would have to happen for all of that to just be null and void?
Building
what?
In my opinion,
we build buildings every day.
In my opinion, it comes into three sections. Mm-hmm. It comes into building with each other,
mm-hmm.
destroying what was created.
How can we build with each other now, when we don't have the same beliefs?
Why do you need to build on the same beliefs?
How
can
we
build on the same structure?
How can we
on the same structure?
In
just
order
like
to build on the same structure, you have to have the same goal.
And what do you think that goal?
I'm goal asking
is?
You.
What's that goal to
I'm
you?
I'm asking you. Hold on. I'm asking you. I'm asking you to your face, what has to happen for everything to just start over?
Unity.
No.
It would have, in my
okay, let's
in
talk
my
back.
Opinion.
You know we talking about. Because
you want to talk facts, but an opinion can easily formulate into
a fact. I have
a fact
to shut your opinions down.
All right, let's go.
No, you go ahead. I'm going to let you finish, and then I'm going to say what
okay,
I'm going to say.
This is my opinion that could be formulated into a fact. Now, my opinion is that you can build as a collective and unify together, rebuild, because you have to destroy what was before.
How do you do that? You're right.
Coming together as...
Nope.
In my opinion, unifying. Unifying. Nope. Now, I could be wrong, and I want you to elaborate after this.
What has to happen in order for what you're saying needs to happen to happen.
Everybody has to be on the same page.
How would they do that when they have different beliefs?
What makes you think that everybody has different beliefs?
It's a fact. It's been proven through history.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think everybody believes
Jews,
in...
Wait. Christians?
Wait. Do you think everybody believes...
Muslims?
But does everybody believe in one thing?
No.
That's actually wrong.
How?
Everybody has a belief.
So everybody believes
Everybody in, has a belief in what controls their center
every,
of life.
Everybody believes in Jesus Christ?
I didn't say Jesus Christ.
Everybody believes in Buddha?
I didn't say Buddha.
Everybody believes in
and
the
what
devil?
Are you, what are you naming?
Answer the question. Everybody believes
naming?
In Jesus Christ?
Are you naming gods?
Everybody believes in God?
Are you naming God?
You asked me a question. Does everybody believe in the same guiding force? Does everybody believe in Jesus Christ?
Not everybody believes.
Does everybody believe in Buddha?
Not everybody believes.
Wait.
Not everybody believes in God. Not everybody believes in Buddha.
Oh, now we get it.
Not everybody believes in Jesus Christ. But everybody believes in one thing, whether they like it or not. That's the truth.
But it's
different. That's fact.
It's different, right?
It may differentiate, but it always comes down to one similarity. And what is that?
What is the similarity?
Can you answer that for me?
I'm asking you.
I'm waiting for you to answer.
I don't know what you're talking, so
you don't
tell
know,
me.
You don't know.
What is the one similarity?
That which controls everything.
What is it? I just gave you names. Jesus, Buddha.
So we can go.
Satan.
We can go.
God,
we can go from.
Zeus.
Now we can
Medusa,
go.
Medusa.
We can go from
we can
God.
Go, we can go.
We can go from God to what? We can go from God.
Satan.
To a fort.
To an angel.
No. We can
to
go.
To the Mother Mary.
Let's keep it generalized. Let's generalize. Because
we are generalizing.
Let's generalize. So it goes from a God to a force.
What is the force that you believe in? Because everybody's not going to believe in the same force you believe in.
I understand that, but
everybody's
do they
not
believe in a force? Yes or no?
I'm asking. No, some people don't. That's why they have a name called atheist.
So some
meaning
people,
they believe in
some
nothing.
Some people... Now, there's different types of atheists.
Enlighten me.
There's atheists who actually believe in the fact that there is a force or energy that manipulates every little single thing that goes on here.
But they don't believe in God.
But they don't dub it God.
But they don't believe in God.
Personally,
so if
they do not personally believe in God.
So if they don't believe in God, if they don't believe in God and I believe in God, then that means we're at odds somewhere.
You're at odds at the fact that you that you believe in God.
Your power and my power is two different things, and we don't believe
things.
In the same.
You think that
so we're divided.
You think that
so we're divided.
But you think that's
so we are divided.
What makes you think that?
You just mentioned.
You think that's two different gods?
No. What I believe. What I believe does not have to align with what you believe, and that's why I'm telling you we are divided on what we believe in. If that makes sense to you. I can't wait for you to hear this back. When you hear this show back to yourself, you're going to see that you're contradicting yourself.
What you're trying to say is that everybody has different beliefs.
Not everybody.
They have different
gods. A lot of people.
They have different gods, and a lot of people don't believe in the same things.
You believe in voodoo?
I can't say that I've seen voodoo.
I asked you, do you believe in voodoo? I ain't say, did you see it? Do you believe in voodoo?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so do you believe voodoo can take you out of this world?
No.
Why?
Because I'm still here in this world.
No, I'm asking, so if somebody put voodoo on you?
If somebody put voodoo on me, then I would have to see... If it were to take me out of this world, then I would go ahead and say, voodoo actually took me out of this world.
People,
I'm done.
People who
I'm out of here.
People who believe in Jesus.
But it hasn't been placed
people
on
people who believe in
God
Jesus
forbid
Christ.
That gets
people
on me.
Who believe in Jesus Christ and God believe that voodoo will not harm them. The Bible says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And you say to that what?
If somebody like a relative of mine were to get shot, Is God gonna...
Do you believe in God?
Is God gonna...
Do you believe in God?
Yes, I believe in God.
So
personally.
You believe in God, so that says no weapon formed against you shall prosper, but you still believe in voodoo.
I personally think that voodoo is something that can be used from a different culture. as a weapon to be formulated against God. Now, that's my opinion. I could be completely wrong about that.
You believe in God, correct? Believe in God, correct?
Yes.
So what weapon formed against God will prosper? Because
no weapon, in my opinion.
No, I'm not even talking about
belief,
to you.
In my belief,
I'm talking about what weapon formed against God, the creator of all creations.
Yes.
Meaning, if voodoo exists, he created it.
None.
So now you just contradicted yourself again.
That's my humble opinion. Okay. But there was people who was... What?
who believed who were, that, right?
Who? No, there was people who were raised differently.
No, no. And, so and if they were raised differently, that's mean they believe something different, correct?
Yes, they do.
That's a division, correct?
But does it have
Is that a division?
Does it have a higher power?
Is that
Have a higher power?
Is that a division?
It may be a division.
If it's a division, that means we are divided. That means you believe one thing, and I believe one thing, and when it comes to the middle, and we cannot agree, that means you believe something else.
I believe that when it comes to the middle, it could always be agreed.
And you will come.
It could always actually be agreed.
No, that's not true. And you will combat me for your belief, and I will combat you for my belief, because you believe what you believe, and I believe what I believe. This is how the world is separated. It's through religion. It is through belief.
It's been divided through religion throughout time. Yes, it has. Well, I agree with you on that. I agree with
thank
you on
God,
that.
Thank
but
God
what
you
does
agree.
Every religion have?
What do they have?
Does it follow something?
No. Every religion does not. I just told you about
does
atheists.
Every religion have a belief?
Every religion does not have a belief. Some people believe in nothing. Some people believe in nothing.
But they believe in the fact that nothing
created them.
Exactly.
Nothing is saving them. Nothing is waking them up. Nothing is helping them navigate through life.
And just like nothing navigates their life, something, in my belief...
And well, what if I don't believe...
Something in
What if I don't believe what you believe?
If you don't believe what I believe...
Are you willing to die for what you believe?
What do you believe in?
Are you willing to die for what you believe in?
In a whole, yes. In a whole.
And guess what?
And if we have to generalize... What we have to talk about when it comes to what
I'm willing to die
for?
I'm willing to die for what I believe in.
Okay,
so if we can't agree on your belief or my belief,
let's go back.
That means
we're at odds. Let's go back to a belief.
To divide and rule.
What do you believe in?
I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe God is the Father of Jesus Christ. I believe in the Holy Ghost.
And why is that?
I was raised that way. It doesn't matter why I believe.
I was also raised that way.
It doesn't matter.
I was also raised that way.
But this is what I'm trying to get you to see. It doesn't matter what I was raised in.
Others were raised with different beliefs.
It does not matter what I believe. It does not matter what I practice. It matters about the other person on the other side. What do you believe? If we don't believe the same thing, then we are divided in our belief.
And in my opinion, I don't think that we're divided because we don't have to make.
I done told
we don't.
You.
We don't have to. We don't have to make ourselves.
You keep talking
we don't
about
have to
an
make
opinion,
ourselves.
And I need fact.
We don't have to make ourselves divided if we do not want to. That is a choice.
You're right.
That God, is a choice.
And God gives you that choice.
God gives you free will. God gives you free will. If you want to talk about what you believe in and what I believe in, because apparently me and you believe in the same thing. Okay, so since me and you believe in the same thing,
this argument ain't about what we believe in because we believe in the same thing.
It's generalized. We're talking about everything here. We're talking about every belief and how every belief
is
not
the
same. It's not the same. But the thing is, there is one thing that keeps everybody the same, and that is the fact that everybody was created, whether they like it or not, by one source or another. And if you wanted
say one source or another.
Okay, I want to say their parents. They were created by their parents.
Are you kidding me?
I was saying source.
Are you kidding me?
That's how I elaborated source.
No, you can't. You're wrong.
As a parent.
No. You just contradicted yourself again. Now, either God is the creator of all things, or it's other people. You said one source or another.
One source or another.
There can't be another.
Yes, there can.
How were you created? Now, you just told me you believe in the same thing I believe in. So if you believe in the same thing I believe in, there's only one creator of all things.
It's God.
Uh-huh. So there can't be or another. You can't put that statement.
So let me general. Let me put my statement. Yes, I can, because I could put my statement. I could put my statement.
So that means you're not believing in what you believe in.
I could put my statement in for those who don't believe in what we believe in. I could put my statement in for those who do not elaborate the same way we elaborate. They do not relate to what we relate to. So
that's the vision.
So if we wanted,
that's the vision.
If we wanted to generalize,
that is the vision.
If we wanted to generalize,
that is the vision.
If we wanted to generalize,
you're preaching the vision right now.
If we wanted to generalize,
you're preaching
everything
the vision.
Was created by what? By something. Even if that
again.
Even if those people, even if those people, how about the people that don't believe in what we believe in?
That is the vision. That's the vision.
Why do you want to call it division?
Because
I'm not even trying to say division. You know that, right?
It is,
I'm not trying
but it's
to say
a vision.
Division. I'm not coming out here trying to say division.
Okay.
I'm actually coming out here trying to say that they were created
what's the difference
by
between,
one thing, whether they like
the,
it or
let's
not.
Let's get to the nitty gritty. What's the difference between a Muslim and a Catholic?
Well,
crickets.
No. There is a division between Matt.
What is
Catholics
the division? It's a division, right?
Catholicism.
What is the division between Buddhist and Christianity?
Their beliefs. Their beliefs.
You're proving my point, son.
But what do they believe in? That's in common.
No, wait. It's not in common. It's not in common.
You don't find it in common.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me. That wasn't my words. That was God's words.
At the end of the day,
that means other gods.
At the
gods
end of the day, there's
beliefs.
One God. There's one God.
In your mind.
At the end of the day, there's one God.
In your mind.
Even in the beliefs that don't believe in a God, they believe that something still created them because they still question their purpose here in life. They still wonder as to why they are even here to begin with. And who created them?
God.
And who created and
but
no,
guess
no, no,
what?
No,
everybody
no.
doesn't
no,
believe
we can,
God.
No, cuz we can them. No, we can go back. We
everybody
can go,
doesn't
we can
believe
go
God
way back
them.
Though. We can go way back. We can go from mm-hmm. the same people that who do not believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
What do they believe in? They believe in
different things.
Different things.
There's many different religions,
but
bro.
But what created them?
You can believe in Satanism.
You can believe in the spaghetti monster creating
your money
everybody.
Your money can become your God.
Yeah, your money
your
can become God.
Anything you
it
worship.
Even says in our money that we
but
can,
the,
in
but
God
God's
we trust.
God's word says, thou shalt have no other gods before me.
And how do you know that was God's words, bruh?
That's faith.
That's faith.
That's faith.
And where does your faith come from?
It comes from my teachers. It comes from
exactly.
my
spirit. So
it,
now that, so
hold,
now that
bro,
we,
you're getting ready to prove my point again. You're getting ready to prove my point again. This is where the division comes in. I have a belief. You have a belief. That's called division.
As much
who's
as
who's
like,
right, who's wrong.
I never disagreed. Wants, I never disagreed with the fact that religion, mm-hmm. that religion, brings division. I never disagreed with
and
that.
And that is what keeps
what
countries...
I disagree with,
that
what
is what
I disagree
keeps
with
countries
is that,
divided.
Yes, it does. It does. I agree with that. What I don't agree with is that everybody, no matter whether they like it or not, they believe in something that created them. They're not going to fucking believe in themselves. They're going to think of the fact that their parents...
Some people do believe in themselves.
Oh, my... So they're going to believe in themselves, whatever. But they're going to also understand that they had parents that created them to be right here on this earth. Now, if we wanted to go ahead and do a history lesson, we can go all the way back to the fact that they were created by something besides their parents. Because what were their parents created by? And what were those parents' parents created by? Now, we can go as far back as to the beginning. And nobody is going to know that in modern day because we were not present in that day. We were not present there.
Do you know the story of storks?
Yeah.
Storks drop babies?
Yes.
Somebody had to believe that to even say that, right?
Yes.
So do you believe that Satan birthed? You know, it's people who believe Satan birthed and gave them the power to be human and birth. That's why they worship him, right?
There's not only that story. There's not only that story.
You're right. It's a million.
There's also the story of angels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Breeding with humans.
Yeah.
To create a new race.
Yeah. Which was what? What race was that?
What we have now.
Nah. What race was that?
It's what we have now.
What race was that?
It's what we have now. That's the best way that I can answer that.
What race do we have now?
We have a divided race.
So we divided.
I never disagree with a division. I never disagree with that.
At first you did.
No.
It's recorded.
No.
It's recorded.
I actually said that every religion divides itself. We are dividing ourselves within religions, but the fact
is... I said this.
Okay. But the fact... And you're going to hear it. You could go ahead and play it back. You're going to hear this.
You're right.
The fact is that even those...
I know I told you this stuff. So.
Even those that don't believe in anything, they believe... that something created them, because how else would they fucking be here? How else would they fucking
be
here?
Some people don't believe that anything created them.
And that's where I would have to say ignorance plays a part, because are they not going to question?
That's neither here nor there. It doesn't matter what else plays a part.
It's their belief. I understand that. Are they not going to question that they were created? Are they not going to question their purpose here?
A lot of people don't question their purpose here. Can you argue with that?
I could argue with the fact that...
Can you argue with the fact that a lot of people don't think they have a purpose here?
Yeah, I can.
Now, mind you, you can't speak for everybody because you're not everybody. You've never met everybody.
You're right.
Okay?
You're right on that, yeah.
You can't speak for everybody.
I want to voice my opinion. Okay, on this topic, I want to voice my opinion.
Voice your opinion and we'll go from there.
This is my opinion. Everybody was created by something, and they will either... not question it and they won't care, and then there will be those who question it and they will wonder what exactly created me and what created that which created me. And that question is gonna go so far back to the point where they have absolutely no idea.
So,
and the people that do not care about it, they're the ones who are they're living their life freely.
You ever heard of...
There's no judgment on those people because they're living their life freely. They have no problem.
Have you ever heard of Poseidon?
Yeah.
You ever heard of Zeus?
Yeah.
You ever heard of Medusa?
This is Greek mythology.
Okay. I didn't ask you that. I'm asking you names. Have you ever heard of Buddha?
Yes.
Have you ever heard of Satan?
Yeah.
Lucifer?
Yep.
All right.
I've heard of Hades.
Have you? Okay. Somebody.
I've heard of Nike. Hold on. I've heard of
somebody Aaron. In the world, Athena, all these people. Somebody in the world, somewhere, believes these people created them, or they're their god. You understand that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what'd you say to me?
What did I say?
You said what?
Tell me.
No,
I want to hear you say it
because you said a keyword.
I've said a lot of things in there.
I'm going to highlight the keyword in there.
Go ahead and highlight it.
God.
Their God.
God.
God said, thou shalt have no other God before me.
God.
God is a jealous God.
God.
So now that we're not talking about our belief, we're talking about what other people believe, which then if we're talking about our belief and their belief,
you want to say division. Yeah, you want to say division. Absolutely. I know you want to say division.
No, I don't want to. I'm saying
I agree with it.
I'm saying
I still agree with it. I hope you know that I'm not disagreeing with it. I'm trying to say that if everybody were to look at this from a broad perspective, even those who don't believe in a God, somewhat in their life, if they really took a seat.
What is Scientology?
If they somewhat in their life.
What is Scientology?
Somewhat in the people's lives that do not believe in a God. They don't believe in anything.
What is Scientology?
They're going to sit down and they're going to be like, holy shit, why the fuck am I here?
What is Scientology?
The belief of science.
Okay. Which means.
The belief of science. If we wanted to get deep, let me know.
Which means they don't believe that a superior being made them. They believe science created them, correct? Correct? You don't want to answer.
No, they actually study.
Science.
On science, and they use science.
But science cannot even prove. How
they use the evolutionary theory to make up for what they were here for. That's what Scientology is.
You study Scientology.
That's what Scientology
I'm asking,
is.
You study Scientology.
No, I don't.
I ask you, have
if
you
I
ever?
Were, if,
have you, you ever?
Look, let's look it up. Let's go ahead.
Yeah, look it up. I dare you to look it up. By the way, we're going to take hold on. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Ear Gas. We're back. My man said he's looking up Scientology and what it means to him or what it means to the world.
What
the definition?
Y'all? We out here discussing.
Go ahead.
Our beliefs.
Let's get to it. What does the definition say, sir?
We're out here discussing our beliefs.
What does the definition say, sir?
Division. And we out here. About to tell you the definition of what Scientology is.
Now, the
definition is the word Scientology is taken from the word "scio," which means knowing in the fullest sense of the word, and the Greek word logos, meaning study of. It literally means knowing how to know. Scientology is a 21st century religion. It compromises
century.
A vast body of knowledge extending from certain fundamental truths and prime amongst those truths.
21st century, correct?
Man is a spiritual being endowed with abilities and beyond those which he normally envisions. He is not only able to solve his own problems, accomplish his own goals, and gain lasting happiness, but he can achieve new states of awareness he may never have dreamed possible. Now, that is the definition of Scientology.
And that is valuable and credible by who?
Scientologists.
Okay.
Those who believe.
Those who believe.
Those who believe in Scientology.
So if I don't believe in Scientology, what is there in between us?
There's division, yes.
Uh-huh.
And so
now,
I don't disagree with the fact that there's division between every single religion.
After reading
I do not disagree with that. I do not disagree with that.
After reading that version of Scientology,
yes, sir.
What did you take from that? What do you deem to be true and what do you deem to be false? You read it.
I believe that they still have a belief.
Of what?
Scientologists have a belief.
They believe that you said they can.
They still believe
solve
in a
their
source.
Own problems.
They believe in a source, just like we believe in
happiness.
A source.
Science. Science. Is
their
the source.
Source is science. Now we.
Sola,
now
what
we
did
believe.
You say? What
now
was
we
the
believe.
Word?
We believe
Soli
in God.
Soli or somewhere like that.
Scio.
Scio. Okay. They said that they believe that they can solve their own problems and what? What was the other part?
Let me go ahead and...
create their own... They can make their own self happiness and all of this. If that was the case, why are millionaires killing themselves every day?
Scientology is taken from the Latin scio, which means knowing in the fullest sense of the word.
Mm-hmm.
And the Greek word logos,
what word is that?
Means study of.
Of the.
It literally means knowing how to know.
How do you know how to know when you've never been here before?
When you've never been here before. And it contradicts itself.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere.
But that is a belief of Scientologists.
That's what I'm saying to you.
That is what they believe in. But the crazy thing is that they still have a belief that drives them, yes, to still be here in the current world.
But you told me we believe in the same thing. So did your God say there should be no other God before me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
Now. Like I
so
said.
So who's right? Which God is right?
I can't say.
Why?
Because I wasn't here.
So that means you don't really.
I wasn't here.
That means.
My faith is with my God. My God said that there is not going to be any God.
It can't
there's
be.
Not going to be any other God.
Your faith can,
there's but one your God. Faith there's but be. One God. That's my God. That's my God.
Your faith cannot
That's what
be.
I believe in. That's where my
no,
faith is at.
No,
that's where my faith is at.
No, you don't.
Now, if I wanted to go ahead and take a logical standpoint.
You don't believe it.
And what else is going on.
You don't believe it.
And what other beliefs are having.
Son, you don't believe it.
You can't say I don't believe it.
I can. You know
you
why?
You can't speak for me.
You just spoke for yourself.
I did. And I told you that I do believe in it. But I also want to speak in a broad sense, in a general sense.
You said you don't know. You just told me that.
I just told you that I want to speak in a broad and general sense.
You just told me you don't know who was right, which God was right, which theology was right. You just said that.
I said in my personal belief, my God reiterates the fact that there is no other God but one God.
Yet, you told me, after you said that out of your lips, that, and I'm going to use biblical terms, after you uttered that out of your lips, then you turn around and said, I don't know who was right. If you believe in your faith so bad and so big, and you love your God so much, there would be no I don't know in it, you would say, my God is right.
My God is right? Oh, I know my God is right.
Mm.
If I wanted to speak from a broad perspective, a general perspective of those who do not personally believe in God, then I would say, hey, I'm somebody who doesn't personally believe that God is my creator. I don't even believe that there is a God. If I'm somebody who doesn't even believe in a single God.
I'm listening.
But I'm somebody who believes that I am here. Those same people that who they have no belief in God, why are they here? They go about their day not even believing in anything. They don't care about anything. They just go about their day.
That's called grace and mercy.
I mean, that's what you would think and what I would think. Now, we can't even speak for them. Why?
Sure we can.
Because when, how?
Because
we're not in
their
shoes.
We are. Because I acknowledge other people have different beliefs than myself.
No, we're not in those people's shoes. We cannot
speak
for those people.
Did you understand what I just said? I can speak because I understand that other people have different beliefs than myself. Does that make sense to you or no? And be honest.
Yes, it does. And I agree with you. I agree with you on the fact that everybody has their own beliefs. And I also agree with you on the fact that there is division amongst us within each and every belief. Even if there are people who do not believe in a single God, they just may have what? They believe in themselves or they just... They don't even have belief. They're just here.
Some people believe
there's
in the
people
sun
that are here that don't
people
even.
Believe
there's
in
people that are
the
here.
The sun
who,
is their god.
Yeah.
There's some people believe in the moon is their god.
There's people that don't even believe in anything. Nothing. Zero.
And
nil.
This is what I told you earlier, and you just your whole argument has came full circle, and you have now every doggone topic we've talked about, you have came back around and agreed with me on.
I've already told you from the jump that I agree with you that religion brings division. It brings division.
Yeah, but that's not what you told me earlier.
No, I told you this earlier.
Nah, I'm talking about off the record. Off the record.
Okay, okay.
We were talking with Big Mike, the law.
No, Big Mike is gonna agree that I said that. I literally said.
Big Mike don't even know what he said. How can he agree with you? He don't even know what he said.
I ain't say that. But
I said it.
You said it. You said it. Okay. This is what I'm saying. I'm saying, me personally as a human being right now here on this earth, to give you an exact motherfucking date and time and everything, 4:29 a.m., Wednesday, February 24th, 2021, I personally believe in God due to my experiences and what I have seen and what I have done and what I felt here on this earth and what I am here on. Whatever, in my physical, I believe in God.
At the same time,
I also believe.
At the same time, you said you didn't know. Which God?
No, I was trying to speak for those who do not believe in God. They do not know.
Well, I was they asking don't know. You to speak for yourself.
Okay.
And you can't.
So
you
let
can't,
me backtrack. Let me you, backtrack. You, I'm sorry that I said that. I was wrong for saying that because I personally do believe in God. My belief lies within God.
Correct.
Okay, that's where I'm at.
I'm happy to hear that.
My belief lies within God due to my experiences and what I've learned. I've been taught.
May I ask that
He's
question?
He's given me life. He's letting me...
What else has he done
He's
for you?
Letting me live right now to the current.
Correct.
And for other people, it may be different.
Do you have a definitive moment that God stepped in your life and altered your life or saved your life? Do you have a definitive moment?
Yes, I do.
What is that moment, sir?
I've been shot at and I've been saved. I've been shot at and I could have been shot at and I could have been killed just along with other people that did get killed.
What was that?
And I didn't get killed.
And that was his what?
In my belief...
That was his grace and mercy for your life.
For me,
right?
He saved my life.
That's right.
God saved
my life. I agree. I ain't arguing with you on that.
No. God saved
me. I
wanted to tell you because my moment.
That's right.
That's where my moment stems from. Okay. God saved my life.
I'm happy to
okay?
hear that.
Okay. And now other people,
You believe God saved your life?
Yes. This is
the Buddha saved your life.
No. God.
But you know somebody
now,
else.
Now, Buddhist, what is Buddhist to other people? A God,
right? That's
okay,
right.
So this is where I'm trying to get to. I'm trying to get to that even those that don't even believe in anything, those people that don't even believe in it, in like a single thing, they still question the fact, okay, so I have parents, and I obviously came from my parents. Where did my parents come from? And that goes back into something we can't answer. But me personally, I personally believe God is a creator.
You don't need
God is a creator.
People look at
now,
me crazy.
I could be wrong because other people have their belief.
People look at me crazy when I say this. You don't even belong to your parents.
I believe you.
You belong to God.
That is my personal belief. What about you?
I believe that.
You believe that. Okay.
I love my parents. They were the vessel that got me here.
Yep.
But if God would have not breathed life into me and sent me through them, I would not be here.
Exactly. And now, what about those who don't believe in a single thing, but they got parents? They got something that created them. They got a vessel that brought them here.
I'm so strong in my faith that I would tell you this: they're wrong.
And I would do the same thing. Okay. But I'm also a reasonable person that doesn't want.
No, there's no reason in God's word.
Now there's judgment. And so we cannot judge.
Why can't we?
We cannot judge others because God is
Why
the one
can't
to judge
we?
At
Who
the
said
end of
that?
The day.
Who said that?
God.
No, he didn't.
So who said that?
No, he didn't. So Tupac said that.
This is in biblical terms.
Go ahead, look it up.
Okay. We're going to go ahead.
Judge ye not unless thee be judged. That's God's word. Go ahead and look it up.
All right. I'm going to look this
up. Go ahead and look it up.
I'm going to look this up.
We are to judge each other in the body of Christ. The body of Christ is not supposed to judge outsiders. If you're in the body of Christ, we are to judge.
What does the Bible say about when God will judge us?
Uh-huh.
Okay. There are two separate judgments.
Uh-huh.
Believers are judged at the judgment seat of Christ.
Uh-huh.
In biblical terms, Romans 14:10-12, every believer will give an account of himself, and the Lord will judge the decisions he made, including those concerning issues of conscience. This judgment does not determine salvation, which is by faith alone.
Keep going.
But rather is a time when believers must give an account of their lives in service to Christ. Our position in Christ is the foundation spoken of in Corinthians 3:11, 15.
Correct.
That which we build upon the foundation can be the gold, silver, and precious stones of good works in Christ's name. Obedience and fruitfulness, dedicated spiritual service to glorify God and build this church.
I'm still waiting on you to tell me.
Or what we build on the foundation may be the
all of that wood, is good, hay, and dandy, but wood, you still hay, didn't stubble. Tell me
it's about
where only God can judge me is in there.
The judgment seat of Christ will reveal this.
That says God will judge you. I said, show me where in the Bible it says only God can judge you.
We will have to give an account of
Said, show me where only God can judge me is in the scripture.
All right, James 3:19.
And then you in the wrong scriptures anyway. I can tell you. Let me give you a little briefing. My great grandfather was a pastor. My grandfather was
Romans 14:12. So then each of us will give an account of himself to God.
Where does it say only God can judge me? In the scripture.
So then each of us will give an account.
Boy, you keep trying and you reaching and you're losing, son. God. You're losing. You're losing, son. Where does it say in the scripture only God can judge you? We got crickets in the room.
Okay.
We got crickets in the room.
Revelation 20:11-13. The second judgment is that of unbelievers who will be judged at the great white throne judgment. This judgment does not determine salvation either.
Everyone, where it says only God can judge me.
Everyone at the great white throne is an unbeliever who has rejected Christ in his life.
You still have.
And is therefore already doomed to the lake of fire.
So many scriptures and still haven't told me where in the scripture it says only God can judge me.
I did. It was right here.
No, you didn't.
It was Romans 14:12. So then each of us will give an account of himself to God.
Does that have anything to do with another person's judgment of you? It does not say only God can judge me.
So who else can judge you?
Show me.
Who else can judge you?
I just told you.
Who else can judge you?
The body of Christ is supposed to judge each other.
And where does the body of Christ come from?
If you believe in God and you say you're a Christian or you have the same faith I have, I am to judge you. I am to judge you and you are to judge me.
So are you the body of Christ or are you given the body of Christ?
No. I'm a part of the Christian. I'm a part of the body of Christ. What do you mean, giving?
Are you giving it?
The only thing you giving
it. Are you giving it at church or are you not?
Nah, bro, hold on. Wait, what are you talking about? Communion? That's symbolic, son. Communion is symbolic.
And what? And who believes in that?
The body of Christ.
And who believes in that? And who believes in the body of Christ?
Well, a lot of religions believe in the body of Christ.
No, Christians and that's Catholics, the Christianity tree, so saying, Muslims, believes in the body of Christ. When the body of Christ is given...
What are you saying? Muslims don't believe in the body of Christ? Are you saying Jews don't believe in the body of Christ?
Who receives the body of Christ? At communion.
Bro.
At communion, who receives the body of Christ?
You lost.
Who receives the body of Christ?
You are lost.
Who receives the body of Christ?
You are lost. You are lost.
I'm trying to get you to answer that.
Communion, I'm telling you, if you listen, communion is symbolic of the Last Supper.
You're not answering my question.
I just answered your question.
Who receives the body of Christ, bro?
Anybody who confessed Jesus as their Lord, Christ, and Jesus Savior. Okay. The body of Christ is symbolic.
If we wanted to generalize it, yes.
It's symbolic. Yeah. It's symbolic. It's symbolic of what Jesus did with the disciples on the Last Supper.
For what?
What do you mean for what? What
did he do?
You want me to quote it?
No. I don't want you to quote it. What did he do?
He died on the cross for your sins.
Okay. So this is, you wanted me to answer. You wanted me to answer the question, right?
That's right.
You wanted me to answer the question.
Okay? I know it. See,
this is the first judgment.
Go ahead. Bro, I don't want to hear about no first judgment. I want you to show me in the scripture where it says only God can judge me.
Believers are judged.
I want you to show me where it says only God can judge me.
Okay.
No, I don't want to read it. You read it.
Okay. Believers.
Does it say only?
I'm going to read it.
God can judge me is what I want to hear.
Word by word. Believers are judged at judgment seat of Christ.
We know that.
Romans 14:12.
Where does it say only God can judge me?
Every believer will give an account of himself.
I ask you the simple question. Does it say
Every believer.
Does it say only God can judge me?
My ass said believer. All right.
Does it say only God can judge me? Yes or no?
Yes, it does.
Read it.
Every believer.
I want to hear only God can judge me. That's what I want to hear.
Every believer will give an account of himself, and the Lord will judge the decisions he made, including those concerning issues of conscience.
You're losing, son.
Oh man, whoa! How am I losing? I want you to just. All right, go ahead.
Where is the scripture that says only God can judge me?
Ephesians 2:8-9.
What does it say?
2:8-9.
Read it. I want to hear those words.
Only every believer will give an account of himself and the Lord. Shoot. Hold on. Listen to this. And the Lord. Shoot. So what's this to you? What's this to you, dog?
It's saying that you will be judged by God. It didn't say only God can judge me.
It says, and the Lord will judge the decisions he made.
All right.
The decisions he made.
God
that comes
said,
from God, bro.
No.
What's
no,
Lord?
You're wrong.
What are we talking about when it comes to Lord?
What does it say about only God can judge me? If only God can judge you, he would not say, judge ye not unless thee be judged. We are to judge each other in the body of Christ. Look that up. Look, judge ye not.
I'm going to go ahead and look that judged. Up. I'm going to look that up.
Because that's
say it word by word so I got it correctly here.
Just type in this on Google. What does God say about Christians judging other Christians? It's going to be simple and plain right in front of you. I can prove to you what I'm saying to you. You can't prove to me what you're trying to say to me.
Because I'm looking it up.
Well, go ahead. So, I'll give you all night. I got all night.
I don't got on.
Yeah, you do.
We're
going to wrap up soon after I prove you wrong. After I prove you wrong, we can wrap up.
This man here trying to prove me wrong. I just want to let y'all know that I'm here
for equality. And at the end of the day, I want to say that I believe in God.
I do want to say this.
And I put, I believe in God.
This is my friend, and we not arguing.
We're not arguing. We having a great discussion
We having a discussion. Hopefully the satellite picking all this up. We not in studio at the time.
I need you to reiterate that question, because I have it almost typed out.
What does the Bible say about Christians judging other Christians? Put it on your voice recorder so you don't have to type so much.
Saying about
Christians judging other Christians.
All right, it's coming up here.
Mm-hmm.
What does the Bible say about Christians?
Judging other Christians.
It's trying to generalize here. Where in the Bible does it talk about judging one another?
Uh-huh.
All right. It says here, Bible Gateway, Matthew 7.
Uh-huh.
Do not judge, or you too will be judged.
Okay.
Or in the same way you judge others,
you will be judged.
And with the measure you use,
uh-huh,
it will be measured to you.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So you're trying to say that if you were to judge others, it's going to get redirected.
Uh-huh. Judge ye not unless thee be judged. I said that all along, didn't I?
Judge ye unless not thee be judged.
Uh-huh.
But ye will be judged regardless of what you...
That's what I said. Son.
How would you know if somebody's going to judge you or not?
Because you are to judge one another, son. You are to judge one another. You are to judge.
And would you say that's a general...
You just read the scripture.
Would you say that's a general given where...
Those are not my words.
I'm not saying that. Those are not your words. I'm asking you. I'm asking you because I want to know. Would you say... Let's say if I were to judge you, okay...
We were at Banco tonight, correct? Hold on. We were at Banco tonight. I'm going to give you an analogy.
Bet.
We were at Banco tonight. Yeah. My cousin popped off on a guy, right?
Yeah.
You were there with me when I told him he was dead wrong, right?
Yes, sir.
I was judging him. If I did something else, he is to judge me. That's the only way we can know what's right and wrong.
Yes, you were.
We hold you accountable.
You were judging his actions.
Judge ye not. Now, if I judge him, when it's my turn to get judged, I have to get judged. Okay?
Now, you were judging him for his actions, correct?
Show me. No, you were right.
That's right. You're right. You're right on that.
Sure, that's right.
But who is the one that judges at the end of the day?
Who's the one that judges at the end of the day, though? No, we judge each other every day.
Who judges at the end of the day when your life is about to be over? What do you believe
Jesus
in?
Jesus Christ. But he is not the only one who will judge you. He is not the only one who will judge you. You can do that. Look all you want. My scripture was in the Bible.
We're going to go on forever.
No, we're wrapping up. We're wrapping up.
Yeah.
My scripture was in the Bible. Yours was not. You couldn't prove to me where it said only God can judge me. That's a Tupac line. That's a Tupac quote. Other people have mimicked that. They have repeated that. So you young bucks think that that is scripture.
So hold on. What young bucks are you talking about? Are you talking about your age group? Are you talking about your age group or Catholics?
Your age group.
All right.
Well, we're not going to talk about Catholics.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, bro. They have sex with little boys.
They have sex with young men. What are you looking up now?
Okay, what does the Bible say about only God
can judge me?
Can judge those who believe in him. So, judge not, and you will be... This is Luke 6:37.
You getting ready to say the same thing I told you.
Hold on.
You getting ready to say the same thing I've been telling
you
all
night.
Hold on,
because I'm going to read the scripture right
after.
It's going to be the same scripture. This is Luke 6:37.
Mm-hmm.
Judge not, and you will not be judged.
Correct.
Condemn not, and you will not be condemned.
That's right.
Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Now, Matthew, I know my scriptures. Hold on. Matthew 7:1-29.
Go ahead.
Judge not that you be not judged.
Uh-huh. I said that too.
For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged.
Okay, thank you. And with the measure you use,
it will be measured to you. Uh-huh. Why do you see the speck that is
in your brother's eye,
and not in
but yours. Do not notice a log that is in your own
exactly.
eye.
Exactly.
Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck of your eye where there is the log in your own eye, you hypocrite.
That's right. Hypocrite. Hypocrite.
First, take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye.
But you still didn't tell me where it said only God can judge me. You can search all day, son. I grew up with this. Huh? Where does it say only God can judge me?
Oh, I see where this... I see where it stems from where only God can judge you.
Uh-huh.
Others can judge you.
Uh-huh.
Others can judge you.
Uh-huh.
And they will judge you.
Uh-huh.
And you will be judged regardless. But at the end of the day...
Uh-huh.
You will get judged by
That's
God.
Right.
You will get judged by God.
You're going to get judged by others as well. That's why I said, judge ye not, lest you judge.
But you will get judged by others. I never said you wouldn't get judged by others.
No, no.
I was trying to say that you shouldn't get judged by anybody else by God. No, you shouldn't care about anybody else's judgment but God.
You told me the Bible said only God can judge me. I asked you to prove it. Show me, and you could not up until this point. And now it's time to end the show.
No, but at this
point... I'm going to give you one more opportunity to show me.
At this point...
Now look.
At this point,
I want
both,
you to hold on.
At this point, we're both wrong.
No, we not both wrong.
Know why?
No, we not. Don't try that. Don't try that.
No,
okay,
we are.
Okay, now you trying to trick the people. See, that's deception.
Okay, all right.
That is deception.
I want to read a scripture. Can I read
does
a scripture? Can I read a scripture? Yeah,
Does it say God can
yes,
judge
it does.
You? Go ahead.
Yes, it does. Corinthians 4:3-4.
Mm-hmm.
But with me. It is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by any human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself, for I am not aware of anything against myself, but I am not thereby acquitted.
Do you understand what you're saying?
I am not thereby acquitted.
Do you understand what you're saying?
I'm going to finish and then you ask
me. I'm asking you now. Do you understand what you're
saying? It says right here, but I am not thereby acquitted. It is the Lord who judges me. Does that not answer your question?
No.
You wanted to ask.
Read it again, and I'll break it down for you if you don't understand.
Okay.
Who said that?
Corinthians.
No, who? Wrote Corinthians. Look that up. Who wrote Corinthians? Who wrote the book of Corinthians? Look it up.
I'll read.
No.
I'm going to read it. And you break it down.
Please, sir, look up who wrote the book of Corinthians, and we can come back to that scripture, and I'll break it down for you.
All right. So
please look up who wrote the book of Corinthians. Because then you will understand who is speaking. It's not God speaking.
God's never speaking.
That's not true, bro. You're wrong.
Where's
You're
God
wrong.
Speaking?
You're wrong. You're wrong.
The Bible is written by perspective You're, of people
no,
who
it's
were
not a perspective.
Disciples of God.
See, you don't believe in your faith, bro. You can't because you're saying things out of your mouth that's outlandish, bro. You can't believe in God the way you say you
I literally
do.
Said that
look
the
up,
words
look
that
up
were...
who wrote the book of Corinthians.
I did.
Okay, right, who did it say?
Paul the Apostle.
Paul the Apostle. So in that scripture, now go back to that scripture, sir.
All right, here it is.
Okay, read it again. Now I'm going to stop you at certain times to break this verse down to you, okay? And then we're going to end on this note because obviously you're not going to get to the point where you need to get tonight. I'm going to say that tonight.
There's more than one scripture that says
Nah,
this,
go back
way.
To that same scripture.
There's more than one, though.
Okay, so okay. That was Paul speaking about his own self.
We're going to go up. We're going to go about Corinthians.
No, I want you to go back to that same
yeah,
exact.
Yeah, we're going to Corinthians.
Go ahead.
The same exact one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But with me, it is a very small thing that
Let me read it and you break it down.
No, I'm going to break it down as you go. Go ahead. Read the first line. Read it line by line. Go ahead.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
All right. All right. But with me.
That's Paul speaking about himself, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Keep going. Next line.
But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you.
Okay, okay.
Or by any human.
Hold it. But to me, it is a very small thing that I be judged by you. Meaning, I really don't care if you judge me. He's speaking of himself.
Speaking from
and his feelings.
His perspective. Toward,
that's right. Okay. And keep going.
Okay, so give me a second here, my
friend. Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Or by any human court.
Hold it. Wait, stop.
We already got there.
By any human court, meaning I don't care what you say or the court says. At the end of the day, all I care about is what God says to me. That's not only God can judge me. That's saying he doesn't care if you or the court judge him.
All right.
That's not saying it's a fact that only God can judge
but
me.
But he's taking in only God's
consideration. He's talking about his own perspective. Your perspective means nothing when you're trying to make it to heaven.
All right. So to continue with.
Hell, you can say this damn burger tastes good.
To continue with this scripture, though.
Go ahead.
It says, in fact.
In fact,
I do not even judge myself.
Okay.
We're breaking it down.
Or it says, I do not judge myself, meaning I don't even.
God judge himself.
He's saying he's talking about his own self to you. I don't even judge myself, meaning I don't judge me. Who judges their self? I understand. We out of here. Listen, God bless, man. My man got to go. He got to run. We will continue this conversation.
We're going to continue this.
On another day. I'm going to tell you this.
No, we also had a good night.
We did. Just know.
We came over here to talk some real
shit. Just know that you have not proven to me what in the Bible where it says only God can judge me. Every scripture I told you was correct and on point, and you proved it. You read it yourself. You cannot prove to me where in the Bible it said what you said the Bible said. I will end on this note.
Who forgives all sins?
Listen, man.
Who forgives all sins?
Jesus.
I'll leave y'all with that. Who forgives all sins?
You right on that.
Before our Jesus. God. Before Jesus.
Our God.
Our God.
But since
he's only one that can forgive our sins.
No, that's not true.
Our sins come within judgment.
That's not true.
Oh, all right. So this is where we left off at.
That's not true. I did something to you and I apologize to you, correct?
Yes, you did.
Did you forgive me?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, so you just contradicted yourself again.
I got to respect somebody who.
You just contradicted yourself again, though. No,
I wasn't.
You gotta go.
We're gonna keep it.
You gotta go.
I gotta go.
We'll say it like this. I love you, man.
Oh yeah.
God bless you, too, bro. I respect you.
On God.
We got many more conversations.
We're gonna have a lot more topics. We're gonna be talking a lot more.
This is real. This is genuine, and this has been a real talk, a real honor, a real pleasure, and I look forward to hanging out with you and seeing you again, my brother.
Oh, same to you, bro.
Anything you gotta say, because this will be broadcasted to different countries. You can let them know where to find you on social media if you would like, or anything you gotta say, last remarks. Feel free. The floor is yours. You're always welcome on my show.
Okay.
And on the radio, you got to come on the radio with me one day as well.
Okay.
Man, feel free. The floor is yours for the last two minutes, a minute, or however long you take.
I want everybody to follow me on Shock the World.
Mm-hmm.
That's on Instagram. That's SHOKKTHAWORLD. That's Shock the World. That's the only thing
that I care about right there. Y'all can go ahead and see all my posts and everything that I do.
Also, this young man, this great talent that I've been introduced to and had the privilege of hanging out with, he will be working with me on some of my projects. Underground, commercial, on his projects, on my son projects. He will be working with us, so y'all stay tuned. Please go look this guy up on his social media. He's a good guy, good brother, good friend now, and we look forward to speaking with you all again. This is the end of Ear Gas for tonight. Love, happiness, peace, and hair grease.
I want everybody to know peace, love, prosperity, and do the knowledge, all right? And just make sure that you just say you love the person that you truly love, all right? Amen. Peace, everybody.
All right, y'all. See ya, Ear Gas.